Rainmaker FM.
CopyBlogger FM is brought to you by the all-new Studio Press Sites, a turnkey solution that combines the ease of an all-in-one website builder with the flexible power of WordPress. It's perfect for bloggers, podcasters, and affiliate marketers, as well as those of you who are selling physical products, digital downloads, or membership programs. If you're ready to take your WordPress site to the next level, see for yourself why more than 200,000 website owners trust StudioPress. You can check it out by going to rainmaker.fm/StudioPress. That's rainmaker.fm/StudioPress. Hey there, it is excellent to see you again. Welcome back to CopyBlogger FM, the content marketing podcast. CopyBlogger FM is about emerging content marketing trends, interesting disasters, and enduring best practices, along with the occasional rant. My name is Sonia Simone, and I am the Chief Content Officer over at Rainmaker Digital, as well as hanging out with the folks who do the heavy lifting on the CopyBlogger blog. Just a reminder that you can always get the show notes, additional resources, extra free stuff, and the complete show archive by pointing your browser to copyblogger.fm. So every once in a while, I meet somebody who hates me and who hates my company and my website and who hates what I do for a living, because marketing, as we all know, is inherently evil, and there is not any way to do marketing in a way that is, you know, ethically acceptable. So, in the spirit of things, I wrote a post about precisely that on CopyBlogger a couple of years ago, and I also used it as a foundation of a talk that I gave at our live event a couple of years ago. I figure if I'm going to be evil, I might as well just go all in. So, a warning on today's episode: do not listen any further unless you want to reach out and grab more than your fair share of customers and sales, ideally for some kind of evil or nefarious purpose. So, if you're already making more money than you could ever dream of, then this one is not for you. Now, before we go forward, are you evil enough to join us? Okay. I'm going to give you 7 fiendish and just plain freaking evil tactics to get $1 million or more customers, one of those two. Okay, here's evil tactic number 1, which is to ask for the order. So our evil mind control labs have done a lot of research on this, and they have determined that you can materially boost the response to anything just by issuing what's called a call to action that's clear and well-defined. In other words, just by telling people what you want them to do next without a lot of stammering and stumbling, you can make a very significant increase in them actually doing the thing. So clearly that's mind control. There's not any other explanation for that. And as even more evidence that it's evil, it doesn't actually require you to do any more work. So that's proof if ever I heard it. So if you want more blog subscribers, tell them in so many words, enter your email here for free updates. If you want people to click on a link that's particularly important to you, tell them to click here. I know usability experts tell you not to do that, and by and large, they're right. But when you have the evil desire to get somebody to click on something, telling them to click here works strangely well. And if you want more customers, tell them clearly to add the product to their freaking cart already. So I wish I could make this more complicated for you, maybe throw in a couple of sharks with laser beams on their heads, but it turns out that the simpler and the more straightforward you make your call to action, the better it works. On to evil tactic number 2, offer an unfair guarantee. So when you offer a strong guarantee, or possibly even a freakishly strong guarantee, you take the risk on yourself instead of putting it onto your customer. So this affects a deep-seated neurological change that, again, pretty much equivalent to mind control. So you combine this with a call to action, and essentially you've eliminated free will. The customer is going to become your enthralled minion. You, my friend, are an evil genius. Evil tactic number 3, give them a reason to act today. So, really, if you look at it clearly, most prospects are spineless weaklings lacking the strength of purpose to commit true evil. Also, they do tend to procrastinate. If you give these people enough time, they will wiggle out of the sale faster than Austin Powers escaping an unnecessarily slow-moving dipping mechanism. If you want to keep people from escaping your evil clutches, you need to give them a compelling reason to buy today. Now, the most common way to do this is to limit your offer. So you restrict the number of evil widgets you're going to sell, or they have to purchase the evil widget on or before a date that's not too far in advance of today. Now, I must warn you, do not actually lie and do not give fake information about your limited offers. So if you tell them you have 100 limited edition evil widgets and then you sell 101, you're going to run into problems. Because while fake scarcity is evil, it is also lame. And we frown on that. Evil tactic number 4, have higher standards. So I'm not talking about being a perfectionist, because you're never going to rule the world by being a perfectionist. But the pursuit of true evil does require high standards. Now, standards by their nature are well-defined, and you get to decide what specifically you're going to have high standards about. So it could be the quality of your product or your service. It could be your business ethics. It could be the brilliantly fiendish complexity of your evil schemes. Now, the thing about standards is, in order to qualify as standards, they're also measurable, and there are consequences for failing to meet them. So, we'll get right back to you is not a standard. That's an ideal. It's an intention. We'll respond to your email within one business day, or we'll detonate an explosive that destroys our secret volcano lair. That is a standard. It's specific, and there's a consequence for failing to meet it. Moving on to evil tactic number 5, which is using secret language to enthrall people to your will. So this is a secret. It's only known to a small handful of supervillains, a couple of thousand direct response copywriters, and somewhere in the neighborhood of 400,000 readers and subscribers to Copyblogger. So there are 2 secret trigger words that turn prospects into enslaved robotic mutants who live only to do your bidding. Now, these 2 secret trigger words are too powerful for me to share in this podcast, but if you click through to Copyblogger FM, copyblogger.fm in your browser, I will send you a link and explains what they are. Evil tactic number 6 is to use the power of numbers. So we could tell you all of the underlying psychological reasons that a good old-fashioned numbered list post is more effective than a tank full of sharks with frickin' laser beams attached to their heads. We could tell you, but then we would have to kill you. I get it. You're sick of using numbers in your headlines. Everybody's sick of using numbers in their headlines. Suck it up. Do you want to rule the world as evil mastermind or not? It's really your choice. And finally, evil tactic number 7 is to deploy the unfair offer. So this one, I have to say, separates an internationally known criminal mastermind from a mini-me. This is the one that's going to make your competition cry like school children with low self-esteem. It's deadlier than a laser on the moon and freakier than Goldmember. Here it is. Are you ready? If you make an offer for something that your market really, really, really wants to buy, particularly if you assemble that offer in such a way that what they give in return is a really exceptional value, it takes almost no persuasion to get people to take it. Now, those of you with delicate constitutions, I realize That one is almost too diabolical to use. So don't say I didn't warn you. So that's what I've got. The most evil techniques that I know of to essentially remove any kind of free will from the people who are buying from you, sell them absolutely anything at any time, make monster amounts of money, build your secret lair, and rule the world. That's what I've got for you. This podcast is extremely closely modeled on that copy blogger post that I mentioned at the top of the episode. So if you like text or you have friends who like text, you can send them to that post and hopefully they will get lots of evil ideas for shenanigans of their own. That's it for today. Good luck with your evil schemes and we'll catch you next time. Stay evil.